we have no clothes for the king. This will have to be a story of a king who had no clothes.
A king with no clothes?
And of a little boy who only believed in what he saw.
Once there was a king who was very fond of wearing new clothes. You pretend to be the king, George. One day, two swindlers came to town to sell him what they said was a magic suit of clothes. Ben, Henrik, you two pretend to be the swindlers. Now, to tell you the truth, there really was no magic suit. They just held up their hands like this and said,
Your Majesty, we have here a magic suit of clothes. Naturally, being so very wise and intelligent, you can see how beautiful it is. But your form, it appears absolutely invisible.
Not wanting to appear a fool, the king said,
I see.
Isn't it grand? Isn't it fine? Look at the cut, the style, the line. The suit, the clothes is all together, but all together, it's all together. Most remarkable suit of clothes that I have ever seen. These eyes of mine at once determine the sleeves of velvet, the cape is ermine, hose of blue, and the doublet is a lovely shade of green.
Somebody send for the queen.
And they summoned the queen. Karen, you be the queen. And she was immediately told about how only wise people could see the magic suit. Naturally, not wanting to appear a fool, she said,
I see. Isn't it great? Isn't it rich? Look at the charm of every stitch. The suit, the clothes is all together, but all together, it's all together. The most remarkable suit of clothes that I have ever seen. There's eyes of mine that wants to turn. There's a man with the cape, there's even the horse of me in the garden. There's a lovely shade of green. Now summon the court to convene.
And the court convened. Court convened. The ambassadors came, the ministers came, the counts and the dukes and their ladies dressed in their very best. And they were all told about the magic suit. Naturally, not one of them wanting to appear a fool, they said, Isn't it absolutely? The suit of clothes is all together, but all together, it's all together. The most remarkable suit of clothes a tailor ever made. Now quickly, put it all together with gloves of leather and hat and feather. It's all together, the thing to wear at Saturday's parade. Leading the Royal Brigade. And Saturday finally came, and all the people had heard about the king's new suit, and that he was going to wear it in the parade. People lined the streets as the parade passed by. The artillery, the cavalry, the fife and drum, the Royal Guard, and finally, the king. And everybody cheered. No one wanted to appear a fool. That is, no one but one small boy, for he hadn't heard about the king's new suit and didn't know what he was supposed to see. He took one look at the king and he exclaimed,
Who's the king? Who's the king?